When Bart Peterson woke up Wednesday, he had no idea he was going to marry Pete McNamara, his partner of 21 years.
We really hadn't thought it would happen for so long that it wasn't really something we thought about a lot because we didn't really think it would happen, or it could be a very, very long time.
But while eating lunch, Peterson got a text alert about the ruling against the state's same-sex marriage ban.
And it's like, wow, we gotta go. I gotta get a hold of Pete and figure out what to do. And he was in a meeting, and I called him, and I couldn't talk because you were leading the meeting. And so he said, I'll call you right after the meeting, and we said, let's go.
So we just walked up, and here we are.
The two filled out all the paperwork, and then with Marion County Clerk Beth White presiding under a decorated white arch in the clerk's office, Peterson and McNamara officially wed.
Well, by the power finally, at long last, vested in me in the state of Indiana, I do declare that you are spouses for life. Those whom I have joined together today, let no one ever separate. And you may kiss.
For hours, same-sex couples filed into the clerk's office. There were cheers, hugs, and tears of joy. Chris Paulson also fought back tears of triumph as she prepared to fill out her marriage license.
We had a ceremony in our church 15 years ago, and that validated us. That was what our family needed to see, but this is now legal. It doesn't mean anything to us, but it means a lot to the outside world. I can introduce her as my wife and not my partner. You know, it sounds like you're in a business together. So now she's going to actually be my wife.
Paulson and her now wife, Deanna, have been together for 17 years. For the past 10, Paulson has been on the front lines fighting for Indiana to allow same-sex marriage. She's the president of Indiana Equality Action and says the emotions felt Wednesday prove why she continued to fight so hard.
There's times we got frustrated, but we never thought about giving up. You know, we've done this for years, and people before me have done this. There's, you know, we've been doing this for 10 years, and it's all worth it.
This is a keepsake. It's a keepsake. It's a decorated copy. Okay. Congratulations and best wishes.
Renee Delano and Tricia Pullman have been waiting for more than 2 decades to legally call each other wife and considered going out of state to do so. They were one of the first in line at the Marion County Clerk's Office Wednesday. The couple of 27 years has 2 kids, and while they also say they don't need a piece of paper to define their family, Pullman and Delano say the license defines their fight to say they are.
It's just benefits and things that everybody else has taken as a constitutional right that we can now share after 27 years.
Just becoming more of a family, just the hope that everyone else would see us as we see ourselves. As a family, as a unit.
By mid-afternoon, the line at the Marion County Clerk's office was out the door, but for these Hoosier couples who have waited a lifetime for the right to marry, they happily waited, knowing they would finally be able to. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.